Well, good morning. It is just after 10 o'clock, about 16 past 10 on Friday, June 23rd. You're listening to 93.5 FM as we celebrate our 50th anniversary of the launch of the frequency back on this date in 1967. Having an open house, getting some folks stopping by, people telling us some great old stories about the antics that have gone on for a lot of years on and off the air. Some that we will keep off the air, but others we are able to share, which is very pleasant. And George Cleveland's back with us, and we are joined now by Chris Louie. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, good. Very good to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
It's, you know, welcome. You can't talk about the old days of WBNC / MWV without talking about Fred Gardella. And Fred Gardella and his wife Helen actually, I believe, came with the station when the Shermans bought it when it was WJWG in the 50s. Yeah. And Chris is Fred's nephew.
Nice.
And you know, a lot of people remember, you know, talking about mornings in bed with Helen and Fred, which is when, you know, Fred and Helen Gardella would do stuff together. And then later, when Fred did the community interview, a frequent guest was Miss Helen Newt.
Oh my
who
God.
Was a name that will bring fear to the hearts of many.
I still say Schooler Park because of Helen Newt.
Oh, yeah. The first time I said nuclear, the phone lit right up. I'll tell you that.
So, it was Helen.
Yeah. How did Fred get started in radio? Because, I mean, this, we've got to remember, Fred was also a guy who flew the hump in the Second World War.
Yeah, he was a pilot in World War II. He actually hoped that he would get the China-Burma-India Theater, where many of the people that he trained with wanted the Pacific for some, you know, some reason. And he that was very much a part of Fred. And those that knew Fred would never have guessed him in that position at all.
Because he was mild-mannered?
Yeah, he was mild. He wasn't really all that articulate about stuff. I'm really surprised that he could get a plane off the ground. Not that there was, I mean, he just did, that wasn't his forte. It was jazz and people. And but he worked, and George, you might know, he worked in Berlin beforehand.
That's right.
He had a radio show up there. He was head hunter.
Nice.
Do you remember any of that? There's still some stuff around head. Yeah. Little buttons, pins, head hunter. And then down here. And as you said, he came with the station. He was there before Skip.
For those who are familiar with the humor of Bob and Ray,
right?
Fred just exemplified that. Fred was more Bob and Ray than Bob and Ray. And, you know, he'd say something and you'd have to look at him and make sure, you know, that he hadn't just zinged one.
Well, that went on between Fred and Bill Clapp, which
everyone
will remember.
Yep.
Bill, who was a wonderful, wonderful, unusual guy.
And,
I loved Bill, and he loved me. I used to walk down from Kennett if I missed the bus or if I stayed late, and I'd hang out in the studio and hang out with them and then get a ride home with Bill or with Fred. And it was another world. The station, those of you that remember it, was another planet.
Right.
It really was another planet, not only physically, but the folks that, I mean, look at the guy sitting beside me here. I mean, it really attracted some unusual people.
And on the other side of the microphone.
I think that has kind of continued.
Yeah, right.
Oh, definitely. We pride ourselves on it, actually.
Right. Yep.
But Fred and Bill had a great banter, and one thing I can remember, Fred went into the little studio there and gave Bill some copy to read. They used to advertise for Labnens, which Labnens
menswear.
Right, I remember
men's
that.
Men's and
ladies. I remember that store. Where, department store.
Yeah, it was a tiny department store, but that's where everybody shopped. And Fred gave Bill some copy to read, and Bill hit the cough button, cleared his throat, and read this copy that this coming Thursday, all ladies' dresses will be half off at Labnens department store. And as soon as he read it, he looked at Fred, and Fred just looked back at him. And then the silence. There was silence a lot.
Oh, yes, there was.
And I don't know if that's a good thing. And
classic.
You can remember enough.
There was remember one morning we were sitting there doing the news, and, you know, and I want everybody to believe that we carefully read every news story before we read it. Didn't just run in the room and rip and read it, but that's sometimes true. And there would have been a there had been an incident in Bellows Falls, Vermont. And Fred was whipping through the story and transposed a couple of the letters there. And you know, me not being calm, cool, and collected, I was like, it took about 5 minutes before I could talk again. I think I chewed my lips off.
More silence.
Yeah, more silence.
Oh,
it was great fun.
That is great fun. It's a great, great story.
I learned so much from Fred. God, I loved him and Helen so much. They were such wonderful people.
Well, thank you for that, because part of the reason I am what I am on radio today is what you taught me when I came on board back in the year 2000 and 1999.
Don't blame me for that.
Well, it's all good, my friend. It's all good. It's a beautiful thing. Chris Louie, George Cleveland, thank you for joining us again.
Yeah,
thanks for the great stories about your Uncle Fred. That's wonderful stuff here.
Thank you, Roy.
My pleasure. As we continue our 50th anniversary of the celebration of the launch of the frequency 93.5 on 93.5 FM WMWB.